This is Passport to Texas. Legal access to Texas rivers can be challenging.
Texas is a private land state. Over 95% of the land in the state is privately owned, and that's reflected in ownership of banks along rivers.
Tim Birdsong is a rivers biologist. Parks and Wildlife's Paddling Trails program works with communities to create access to some of the 191,000 miles of Texas rivers. Currently, we have 70 trails in the system.
70 trails, 191,000 miles of rivers, that's a drop in the bucket. And there are lots of really high-quality river segments that aren't accessible because of this preponderance of private lands ownership. So we looked for opportunities to bring landowners into the mix and provide a win-win scenario where we could provide a cost-share arrangement, provide payments to landowners to lease private lands for public access to rivers. And this is real similar to our public hunting program that we've had in place for years.
This partnership with local landowners allows Texans to more fully enjoy the natural beauty that our rivers have to offer.
We began leasing these private lands for access to bank wade and kayak fishing back in 2012. And now we're up to 19 different lease access sites statewide on 10 different rivers.
Landowners with riverfront property are encouraged to contact Parks and Wildlife. Find program details on the Parks and Wildlife website. The Sportfish Restoration Program supports our series. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.